Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diest. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The House Swap by Rebecca Fleet, published by Penguin Random House in 2018. Today's book is all about lust, revenge, and loyalty. Caroline and her husband Francis organise a house swap and travel down to London for a week away together. They've had a rough few years as a couple, and this is their chance to reconnect without their son. When they arrive, the house is sparsely furnished and almost feels like a display home, but they push aside their doubts and enjoy their time in the capital. But memories keep popping up for Caroline inside the house. Music in the CD player, certain flowers and hints of familiar aftershave. Suddenly, the holiday begins to feel sinister. Caroline is transported back 3 years earlier when Francis was battling an opioid addiction, their marriage was on the rocks, and she fled into the comforting arms of a work colleague. The bizarre reminders in the house all point to him, a man she thought she'd left behind in the past. And then she realises, if it is him, this means that he is in her house too. But what does he want after all this time? The House Swap is a clever, sexy psychological thriller which delves into the world of addiction and those left behind. It's about lust and desire and what we will do for the ones we love. The suspense is teased out slowly but seductively. The story flips between two time periods, following the characters through a traumatic period a few years earlier, and then now, when the ghosts appear to have returned. Caroline is torn in a million different directions. A few years earlier, her husband was a shadow of the man she'd married, but she still feels loyalty towards him. He is the father of her son. And yet she's drawn into her own addictive world of an all-consuming affair with her work colleague, sneaking out to see him and snatching moments together whenever they can. And there's plenty of steamy scenes in the book too, if you like that kind of thing. The story also follows Francis in the depths of his pill addiction as he deals with denial and his descent into a zombie-like life. Yet he manages to redeem himself and in more ways than Caroline knows. And underlying it all, there's a secret. Something which happened on the last night Caroline spent with her lover, something which she has yet to face up to. And this is the reason why she thinks he's back to haunt her. What makes The House Swap different is the way it shows Caroline's struggle to keep her family and life together while being engulfed in her own passion and desires. She thought she'd successfully blocked out the feelings she had for her lover to repair her marriage, but it turns out that she was wrong. The House Swap is all about the characters and their demons. So if you like smart psychological thrillers, spicy love scenes, torn loyalties and revenge, I recommend The House Swap by Rebecca Fleet. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrictradio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.